So it hit. It like the light bulb went off. And I tell you, you know how you see like in TVs or TV, you know how you see like commercials. It's like a light bulb goes off and the music goes, oh, and then you know what I mean. Anyways, I'm online and I'm answering emails and I'm just kind of surfing the web and I see something online and it had, I think they were Triscuits, Chex Mix, Triscuit, I don't know. It was a little square things. They look like Chex Mix, maybe. Chex Mix, Mix, whatever that word is. It had two of those, okay? And then it had on the right-hand side of it had four blueberries. So underneath the two Chex Mix, oh my gosh, that word. Underneath those two little square things, it had, I guess it was like the consistency. It said crunchy. And then underneath the next one, it said crunchy. Okay? And then underneath the blueberries, it had like squishy, hard, sour. Like, you know what I'm getting at? Like, that's when it went off because I'm like, oh my God. Oh my gosh. No freaking wonder she wants the chips all the time because the consistency is the same. How did I not understand that? Like, I guess I knew that, but it didn't click until I saw that illustration. I don't know. I'm gonna have to find it because it blew my mind on no crap. Every time they stick the little hand in the little Dorito bag and pull out that freaking chip, the consistency and the taste is spot on. You know what I'm talking about. You eat that chip, you eat that Dorito. What's your favorite chip? You eat that thing, it tastes the same every freaking time it hits your mouth, right? We're grown adults and we know that stuff is good. So you know the little kids, you know that's good for them. But every time you eat a blueberry, does it taste the same? Every time you eat a strawberry, does it taste the same? I mean, generally, kind of, but it's never the same. That's when it hit me. That's when I was like, you are dumb. How, why did it take this long for you to finally just click a simple illustration? What? It's things like that where I'm like, my 4-year-old's smarter than me. All right. Welcome back. Good morning, good evening, good night. Hopefully after you listened. So let's dive into it. This is I wanted to kind of take a break on the touchy-feely stuff and kind of get back into maybe something a little bit more entertaining, not so serious, because you know we can't always be so dang serious 24/7. But we do need to talk about the serious things, but at the same time, let's have a little fun. Let's get back on track with the kid stuff. As you heard the intro, man, my kid's not eating again. Let me rephrase. It's not that they're not eating. Of course, they will eat anything that they want to eat. They just don't want to eat the things that you want them to eat, for the most part. I will say my 2-year-old and my 4-year-old actually do pretty well eating. It's just every now and then they do have their episodes and their fits on wanting something that doesn't really provide nutritional value to them, i.e. chips. Chips are is a big one. Chips is a big one in my house. Chips is a big one in the girl's mom's house. So yeah, for the most part, they do eat, you know. They'll eat, of course, the chicken nuggets, the French fries. They actually eat mixed vegetables really well, surprisingly, really well. They like mixed vegetables. One of the really odd things is that they do like frozen veggies sometimes. My 2-year-old actually really likes frozen corn, I found out. I don't under I think it's a consistency texture thing. I could be wrong. I don't know. It's the crunch. She likes crunchy things. So I don't know. I don't know. Oh, and frozen Eggos. Frozen Eggos. I mean, don't get me wrong. I actually like Eggos. They're not my favorite, but I like them. Put some syrup on them, and hey, they're pretty good every now and then. But nope, frozen Eggos. So, you're sitting here because your kid probably won't eat the stuff that you put out on the table. And you know what? You're losing your battle every now and then, and you're just like, you know what? Here's a couple situations, probably, that you're going through. At least that I've gone through. It's fine. If you're not going to eat what's on your plate, you can go to your room. Or you can be dismissed from the table, and you don't get any other snacks. You don't get any dessert. You don't get anything. And then when you're hungry, either before you go to bed or in the middle of the night, I'm going to take that plate that I saved and put it in the fridge and warm up your food for you. I think we've all had those episodes. Or, you know, maybe you're a little bit more forgiving of the act when it happens, and you kind of give in a little bit and say, you know what, okay, you don't want what I cooked, you want me to make you a sandwich, you want some cereal, you want a Lunchable, like, you know, we've all had a long day, what would you like to eat? And what I found out is most of the time is when you give them options, most of the time it works. Now, that's how you kind of play the game a little bit, at least for me, is that they feel like they have an option. I learned this from somebody else, but they feel like they have an option, but really, it's your options you're giving them. So, okay, you don't want to eat chicken pot pie that we made, you don't want to eat the soup that we made, the chicken, the spaghetti, okay, well, how about I either make you a sandwich, or you get to have raviolis or SpaghettiOs. And then that kind of gives them an option. Feels like they're making a decision, even though you've kind of made that decision for them in a nutshell. Anyways, yeah. I don't know. You know, it's hard because you want them to have nutritional value. You want them to grow. You want their brains to grow and develop. You want them to grow and develop, and you want them to be healthy. And you know, you don't necessarily want to feed them junk all the time. I will say my daughters are really good about eating fruits. They love fruit. They love blueberries. They love strawberries. They love bananas, watermelon. I mean, any type of fruit you can put in front of them, they're going to tear it up. And I'm actually quite the opposite. You know, I'll eat grapes. I'll eat grapes. Found out kind of allergic to bananas after 35 years. But I still eat one every now and then. You know, I'll dive in a cantaloupe. Things like that. But, man, they love it. So I have to brag on them a little bit. You know, and I don't necessarily do a lot of fast food and takeout for them. I will say for me, when I don't have them, because it's probably a little easier, but when I do have them, I do try to actually make a dinner, because let's face it, my situation is, you know, they go back and forth between households, and I feel like providing a dinner for them, sitting down at the table, kind of gives them, I don't know, a value, or just gives them a routine, something that they can build on. You know, me growing up, that's one of the things I valued about my parents, is I do remember dinners, eating at the table as a family. I do remember that. And I do remember prayers before dinner. You know, I do remember that growing up. And, you know, that's something we did with the kids, our kids, for a little while. And then that's something that, you know, she does and I do when we have the kids as well. And, you know, that's just something that I value, going on a tangent. But, no, it's I think food and kids is tricky. I think it's really tricky. But I think you have to go at it with an open mindset, I guess. Every situation is different. Every household is different. I've learned that. And there's not really a right or wrong way to go about it. You have to stop being hard on yourself, and you have to realize, at the end of the day, did my kid eat? Check mark it off. Yeah, check it off. Okay, doing good. Pat yourself on the back. At the end of the day, did my kid go to bed hungry, whether it was their choice or my choice? You know, okay, they ate something. Kids are going to eat when they're hungry. They're not going to starve themselves if you can give them anything. So be mindful of that, at least. At least they ate something. You know, I used to, you know, I remember growing up, yeah, we go to McDonald's, get chicken nuggets, get french fries. Like, you know, maybe that stuff isn't great every day from a nutritional value, but every situation is different for every household. And did your kid eat? Okay. Well, you know what? Pat yourself on the back once again. Your kid ate. Are there better things to eat? Heck yeah, there are better things for them to eat. But sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. That's all there is to it. You sitting down and stressing your morning off right off the back. Here's what's really funny is breakfast here in this house on days that I have them and they are going to daycare. Weekends are different. Weekends, I love weekends with the girls, but weekdays are different. It's tough because, you know, we gotta wake up. We gotta get ready. We got to get dressed. We gotta do hair, brush teeth. You know, we gotta do those things. Those are necessities for me, and that's kind of a routine. But we also have to, I gotta figure out what to eat. I don't have to because kind of been blessed, and it's a good thing. The daycare that they do go to provides a nutritional meal for them. They provide breakfast, they provide lunch, and they provide a snack. And I'll touch base either later on in this episode, or I'll maybe make a new episode, but they provide those things for those kids. Now, the organization, the institution that they go to, the daycare that they go to, is, I wouldn't say it's all low income, but it's kind of catered towards a lower income. But that's not why our kids go there. And there's nothing wrong for anyone who partakes or goes to those things for that nature. We chose it because it's got a really good core foundation, learning foundation for kids. And it's really diverse. Our kids are mixed, so that's important to me, is putting them in a diverse background for them to learn from others as well. But anyways, to jump back on track, they get nutritional value at daycare. And so in the morning time, I don't necessarily have to feed them breakfast when they go to school, daycare, school, but I do give them a fruit bar, granola bar, cereal bar, some sort of granola cereal bar in the morning. And you know what? It works. It actually works. They get that, and they get, you know, knock me on this if you want to. They get chocolate milk. And it works. It works. I don't fight it. They're drinking something. They're eating something. And I know that if they do get to daycare and they decide they don't want to eat their food, you know, at least they got something in their belly. Now, the good thing about the school they go to is, at the end of the day, I'm sure everyone else, you guys get a report of some sort letting you know about their day. And that's one of the other things I love about this place, is I get a sheet that basically jots down what they ate, if they ate it, they took a nap, what they did, if they need anything, if something happened. Like, I love that. And so mornings, weekday mornings for me, when they're here, it's hard. Obviously lunch, you know, I don't have them because they are at school, I'm at work. But here is where I struggle with this hard is I have to plan accordingly. I have to be a little bit more responsible with my time when I do have them, because I'm working and I get off 5 o'clock. I shoot across town, I pick them up, and you guessed it, they're hungry, okay? And so it's about 15 minutes from my house. 12, it can be 12 to 20 minutes, honestly, depending on the traffic, but that's one way. So by the time I get them loaded up, and if we're going to come back here and eat, I gotta have something prepared already. I have to. Or we can stop and get something, Chick-fil-A here. Whole nother rant, but my girls love Chick-fil-A and could have it every day, and I will tell you that I never thought I'd be tired of eating Chick-fil-A until this year. I am tired of it. Never thought I'd be there, but I am so tired of Chick-fil-A, you would not believe it. But that's their go-to, Chick-fil-A pizza. They love spaghetti, but if we're going to go out to get something, Chick-fil-A, we'll grab pizza. Rosa's for Mexican. That's really our, like, oh, and then there's Hat Creek burgers and fries. But you see, it's kind of like not really healthy home cooked meals. You see where I'm getting at? And that's where I feel bad. And that's where I have to take my time management. And maybe that's where we all struggle. Maybe that's where you struggle. Maybe that's not where you struggle. Maybe you got that stuff locked down and you're great at it. I don't. I have to really figure out and plan ahead what the meals are going to be. And if I do it right, I'll end up cooking during the day on my lunch break, getting a meal prepped and ready. Let's just use spaghetti for an easy one. Spaghetti, and we will do, they actually like salad. They'll eat some salad. We'll do spaghetti and we'll do mixed veggies, you know. And so I'll cook the ground beef, you know, I'll season it, I'll put the sauce in there, and then sometimes I'll boil the noodles and get everything ready so when we come back, I don't have to cook anything. It's all ready because they're hungry, you know, we're going 100 miles an hour just talking about the day, you're just going on and on and on, I'm hungry, this and that, I want to go outside, I want to go play, and so, yeah. You gotta be intentional. And that's where I really wasn't used to doing that. Planning out meals. I mean, I did have to do that, but you know, now I really have to be on top of my game. And it's not that I never was, it's just now I'm a lot more cautious of what goes in their mouth, because I see it more of, as a nutritional aspect of, I want my kids to grow. I want them to be healthy. You know, COVID was a big deal for a while. I think it still is. And so, you know, I want them to have a good nutritional value so that they're not always getting sick, so that their immune system is good. And, you know, my 4-year-old, she's, both my kids are super healthy. I'm blessed for that. I'm blessed. We don't know. No allergies, no food allergies either that we know of. So I'm super thankful for that. I've got issues. You know, I'm lactose intolerant. I've got issues with bananas. So, you know, I've got my issues. But my girls don't have anything. And I am blessed for that. And so I can really cook anything for them and not have to worry about it. So, yeah, if you're struggling, my kid won't eat the stuff I put out there for them. You know what? They're gonna eat when they're hungry. They may be strong-minded and strong-willed, you know, that story with the chips in the pantry. I tell you, I kid you not, that's every day. That's in the morning, first thing in the morning, she knows. She'll go to that pantry, she'll open up the door, she'll chip. I have to put the chips up high. I have to put anything I don't want them to have up high because they can get in the pantry. I could put something on the door, but I don't. And so that happens every day with chips. That's like our weakness. That I'm trying to think of what else. What else is there that it's their go-to, and it's really, it's chips and it's Chick-fil-A. And that's really it. You know, Halloween just came around, and obviously they want candy after every meal. But that's really it. Oh, before I forget, there is one other thing. One other thing that I struggle with them. It's not the they won't eat this. It's the they always want this. Gummies, the fruit snacks, my gosh, those things, and goldfish. But where I was getting at is my 4-year-old is about to transition into more of a, she's already in like the school type setting, but they kind of have different classes. And so the class she is in now, they get rewarded for taking their folder home, showing us, either me or her, depending on what house she's at, they're at, what they've done for the day, what they need, what they're going to do the next day, what's going on in the week. And so if they do that, and if there's any documents we need to sign, or if there's not anything, you know, we just make sure that it's put back in her backpack and she brings it back to school. Well, she gets rewarded for that. And unfortunately, maybe it's just me, and maybe it's not that big of a deal, but it kind of bothers me. The reward she gets is a sucker. And we're not talking about the dumb sucker. I mean, we're talking about the big blow pop, like gum in the middle sucker, every time she goes. And you know what? I guess that's fine. I don't know. It kind of bothers me because she knows she's going to get it because she's good about getting her folder to and from school. But every day, it's not, they don't go every day, but I feel like every time, and more importantly, if big sister gets it, you guessed right, little sister wants something too. And so she's like, well, wait a minute, big sis gets sucker, like, where's my sucker at? And so I've had to resort. And, you know, I don't have to resort to doing this. It's my choice because it's a battle that I didn't want to fight, and I don't want to fight. But I'll complain about it all day long. Bought dum-dums for my 2-year-old. And it's crazy because at the end of the day, before I go pick them up, I have to make sure I either have dum-dums or gummies because I know my 4-year-old's going to get some sort of reward, and my 2-year-old doesn't get anything because they're not doing that for them. And I'm like, crap, now I have to do this every time I go pick them up. Anyways, that's one of the things where it's like, okay, they want that sugar kind of deal. And, you know, I will say at one point I loved sugar, dessert, cookies, ice cream. I can't really have ice cream anymore because of lactose intolerant, but I love that stuff. And I don't know what has developed or happened. Probably stress. I don't know. Life-changing events. But I don't really deal with a lot of sugar and sweets in my house. And so, you know, I will, to keep them happy and to kind of keep the norms, you know, I know they get that elsewhere. And so when I buy groceries, I will buy cookies. I do have ice cream. And so, you know, we do get that every now and then here as a reward. It's not something I love doing, but I also know that they love it. And I know that, you know, it's not the end of the world if they get that every now and then. So, yeah. Anyways, let's see. Oh, How about we did not touch base on this, but drinks. Ooh, is that touchy? Is that touchy? Drinks. What do your kids drink? What don't they drink? That's a good one, right? My kids? Water. Believe it or not, water, milk, and chocolate milk were like the only things they had for a long time. A long time. And I am proud of that. I am super proud of that. That's just my niche. That's just something I'm kind of stern on. The girl's mom's stern on it too. But water, chocolate milk, regular milk. And then we slowly incorporated sugar-free Gatorade, Gatorade Zero. Now, with the shortage of Gatorade, unfortunately, I've had to basically get what I can get. And so it's not the sugar-free stuff. It's Powerade or Gatorade, whatever flavor I can get. They haven't had any soda. 4-year-old and 2-year-old have not had any soda. I'm pretty strong on that. They have dabbled into the juice world now. Not every day, but every now and then, they'll get a juice box. They'll get a Capri Sun. Minute Maid has some type of strawberry lemonade. trying to think of what else. Orange juice, apple juice every now and then. They like that stuff. But I kid you not, day to day, it's mainly water. They will ask for water. Wawa. My 2-year-old, Wawa. Wawa. My 4-year-old water. But I'm so proud about that, about for them. I'm a water guy. I people will tell you, drink water, drink water, drink water. I drink a lot of water. And so I'm super proud of that I have kind of passed that down to my kids at an early age, is that when they're thirsty, they want water. They don't even know really what to ask for soda or anything like that. They want water, and that is so awesome. So yeah, drinks. I got lucky on that one. I think I really got lucky. I forgot. See, I'm going wild, going off. I'm just talking, which I guess is good because it's kind of a good thing, not so serious. I forgot. I was gonna touch base on weekends. Weekends that I have the girls, and we're not rushing. And we wake up, breakfast. That's like, I don't know. I want that to be a tradition, and I love it because we wake up and we cook breakfast. Yes. And they may not eat everything that I cook, but I don't know. Like, I will go through the trouble. I'll cook bacon. I'll cook eggs. I'll do cinnamon rolls. We'll have strawberries. We'll have blueberries. If they want grapes, if they want a banana, I mean, I'm talking, let's cook some breakfast. They want pancakes, we'll cook pancakes. If they just want biscuits and eggs, like I'll cook that stuff. And about, I don't know, I'd say a good 90% of the time, we'll all eat it. That other 10% of the time, though, maybe they just want cereal. And I used to get so mad. Like, I cooked. You girls helped me cook. We did all this work, and you just want cereal. You're killing me, Smalls. Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those deals where I love the weekends and I love breakfast, but sometimes they don't want to eat it. So, anyways, what I'm saying is it's just a rant today. You're not the only one, once again, dealing with kids not eating. It's just what it is. They don't want to eat. Don't force it. It's not worth the battle sometimes. It's really not. They're gonna eat when they're hungry. Okay? So here's the deal. At the end of the day, you gotta remind yourself a couple different things, right? Are you there for your kids? Because most of you are. I mean, I hope that all of you are, but in some form of fashion, are you there for your kids, right? Do your kids know that you love them? Did they eat anything at all that day? Okay? Did they eat? Did they drink something? Are they hydrated? Is there a little belly full? Is it poking out? Are they happy? Because, Dad, Mom, you're doing a good job. All right? You are. I know life is probably throwing its hands at you left and right. I've seen something online refer to life's got some hands. It's throwing punches left and right. But hey, those little ones, don't stress yourself out too much. You're doing a good job. Your kid's not eating. You know what? It's not the end of the world. They're not eating what you want them to eat sometimes, and pick your battles. Now, I will say this. You're worried about your kids not eating is awesome. You're worried about their nutritional value is awesome. It shows that you are taking ownership, taking responsibility of molding someone to be a healthy individual, human being, right? But you need to also ask yourself this. Are you eating? Are you taking care of yourself? Because that's important too. Because those little eyes that's always looking at you, those little mouths that you're always trying to put food in, they're calling you mama and dada, daddy, mommy. They're watching you. They're watching your every move. They're watching your every step. They're watching the words that come out of your mouth. And more importantly, they're watching what you put in your mouth, what you put in your body. Let me say that again. Lead by examples is what I'm getting at. You can try to shove things down their throat, tell them that this isn't healthy, tell them that what they're doing isn't right, and you can want them to eat certain things because you feel like they need to. But parents, mom, dad, what are you eating? What are you setting examples as? See, I saved that to the end. I didn't want to get serious, but I saved that to the end because it does matter. What you put into your body, they see that. They see that. And their minds are, you know, we underestimate kids. We underestimate them, okay? They're intelligent. I tell you that. I'm going to do another little session on that too, but they're intelligent. And so maybe you're so hung up on they're not eating the things that you put on their plate, but are you sitting down with them at the table? Are you eating those things that you want them to eat? Guilty. I'm guilty of it. I don't do strawberry. I'm not a big fruit eater, but my kids eat fruit. You know, I need to be better about that. Look, I'm just saying, it's not that hard when we think about it. I think that we're so stressed about wanting to do the right thing and wanting them to eat the right stuff, when all we really have to do is sit down, watch what we put in our mouth, watch what we daily consume. We're not eating healthy. They're not going to eat healthy. You know why? Because they see that. And then, more importantly, you already have the stuff in your household because you're eating that stuff. I'm not knocking anyone. Not doing it. Everyone's different. But what I'm saying is, if you're having a hard time and you're beating yourself up day in and day out because they're not eating the stuff that you want them to eat, what are you eating? Because I'm guilty of it. All right, guys, listen. You are loved. Your kids are loved. They love you. You love them. You're kicking butt. You're doing a good job. So don't stress. I want you to have an amazing day, an amazing time. Just think about some of the things Don't be too hard on yourself. Tune in next time. So, good evening, good morning, good night. Whatever it is you're doing, you got it. Those kids love you, and you love them. So, don't be too hard on yourself. Peace out, guys. With that being said, if you have any questions, you have any concerns, you have any input, you have some topics you want to talk about or hear about, feel free. Shoot me an email, killingmesmallsrant@gmail.com. That's KILLIMESMALLSRANT@gmail.com. Send something in. Let's see what we can talk about. Get some things going. Thanks, guys.